You're listening to Later with Mo Kelly on demand from KFI AM 640.
Later with Mo Kelly.
KFI AM 640. It's Later with Mo Kelly. We're live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. The History Channel's nonfiction series, The Proof is Out There, hosted by veteran TV journalist and friend of the show, Tony Harris, takes an in-depth look at some of the most incredible and thought-provoking videos of unexplained phenomena and mysterious must-see moments. New episodes starting this Friday, June 9th at 10 p.m. on The History Channel. Tony Harris is back. Welcome back, my friend. How you doing tonight?
Brother, how are you? It's always great to be with you. Come on now.
Man, it's always good to talk to you. We got to get you in studio one of these days. And I got to say, before we really get started, I love the show, but we got to talk about how much the world has changed with respect to unexplained phenomena, especially UFOs. Let me run it down. The federal government acknowledges them. NASA's having public panel discussions about them. The front-facing dialogue regarding UFOs, at least, has changed tremendously, has it not?
Oh, boy, it sure has. And it's funny, whenever we talk, you know, there's something in the news cycle for us to talk about, right?
Right.
So now we've got the reporting that's everywhere now of an ex-intelligence official saying that the government is hiding alien technology from Congress, which is effectively hiding it from us, Congress People's House. So hiding it from us. So this is, I mean, this is another instance where Mo and Tony get together and there's breaking news.
Yes, sir. Anyone who has watched The Proof is Out There knows that our technology and capability of capturing seemingly unexplainable phenomena have increased. But with that, our propensity and desire to get over. But with that, there's this desire and propensity to get over with these hoaxes. How is that battle on your end going to decipher the truly strange from the fabricated?
Well, look, we've got to be on top of that. We've got to win that. We're at a point now with the show as its success that, people are working overtime to try to get stuff past us, right? Because they know the quality of the work that's done by the experts. I mean, we've got world-class physicists and video and audio analysts. We've got experts who are working for police departments all over the world who are working with us on this show to help us, you know, decipher what is real and what is fake. But, you know, look, the world is changing. The ground is shifting under us. All the talk of AI and the potential of AI to create even deeper, the deepest of deep fakes, that's going to be a real challenge for us. But I think we're up for that challenge. We want that challenge. We think we can handle it, and we want to be respected and trusted as a place that people can go to, that if they see something odd, strange, or whatever else, whether it's online or whether it's something they've captured, they can send it to us, and we can take it apart, and we'll render a verdict. I hope people trust us at this point to do that. The success of the show says that many people do trust us to do that, and we'll stay on top of it.
As I was saying in my intro, The Proof is Out There on the History Channel. There's some new episodes coming this Friday, June 9th at 10 p.m. Tony, let's get into that. What can we expect starting this Friday?
Do you have any interest in, let's see, dismembered fish heads? Do you have any interest in new, compelling video of what might be the Loch Ness Monster? Do you have any interest in what looks like a road or a path to the lost city of Atlantis? Do you have any interest in the Pittsburgh boom story from 2022? Any interest in any of those things?
How about interest in all those things? Take me down the road.
Yes, yes. Happy to do it. So we found this fish, this dismembered, this head of this fish. And if you wouldn't want your fingers close to the mouth, but we shove some cans near it, and what it does to the can, dare I say, uncanny? That's terrible. Sorry, it's early.
I think I need a rim shot for that one.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. So, but the beauty of our show is, oh, nice. Well done. The beauty of our show is we can explain that to you, right? There's really science around what should be a dead fish. You know, there should be an explanation to it. We've got science behind us helping us get to the bottom of that. And then we've got video of what looks like a path or a road that many are theorizing. is a path to or road to the lost city of Atlantis, which is, you know, there's so much fable and mythology surrounding the idea of the lost city of Atlantis. It's one of those stories that people, you know, love for us to update. But, you know, with our show, we've got to update it with something that feels new and different. So we've got that in the show. There's no way we're coming off the UAP story. So you're going to see us work through some different and new elements in the UAP story, because that's it. That's what we do from week to week on the program.
Well, I got to tell you, not only does the show get better and better, it informs and influences my opinions. Let me go further with that. I remember I asked you the first time we talked, have you personally changed while hosting this show? Do you find yourself more cynical or skeptical? I always say, with more information, my opinion is allowed to change. I'm quite sure you have more information now. Has your opinion changed about any of this stuff?
Look, the constant for me from after the first season, you don't really know what you have, and the other, you don't know, you know, what the experts are going to tell you and share with you. But from the first season on, I've become more convinced. I always believe this, but I've become more convinced of the fact that we're not alone in the universe, that we're not alone. We're just not alone. How many universes, how many galaxies? I don't know. How many black holes? I don't know. But I want to know more, and I'm more convinced the longer that I do this show and I talk to the people who work with us, we're not alone. It's a matter of time. It may be in our lifetime where we get the conclusive video of Bigfoot. It may be in this time where we clearly identify some of these UAPs, right? Mm-hmm. We clearly can say for the record definitively, that we've been visited or we're being scouted by alien technology. I think we will get there. I don't think there's any way around that. It's just a matter of time. And so in the course of doing the show, I've just become more convinced that we're not alone.
I got to tell you, it seems like you would have one of the better jobs in the world. Not the best job. I have the best job in the world. So I'm not going to give you that title.
There you go, brother.
But you have one of the better jobs in the world. What type of joy does this give you hosting The Proof Is Out There?
Well, it feeds what we've talked about before, Mo. It's just that natural curiosity. And, you know, I'm one of those kids. I'm eternally a kid. And it's one of those things where if you're not, as a kid, you're not satisfied with what you have, this, that, and the other, or there's more you want to know or more you want to do, and you're not allowed to do it, you get frustrated, right? You get upset as a kid. And for me, you know, being perpetually a kid, to be able to find new places to explore and to sort of try out my journalism and ask questions. I'm always looking for that. So to get a blessing like this, to find this space and be able to credibly work in this space and not being, you know, force-fed conspiracy theories that I have to talk about on television, but with a group of people at the History Channel who are saying to me, look, we want you because you're a journalist. We want you because you're skeptical. And we want this critical look at all of these things that people are talking about in this community. I mean, I'm a kid in a candy store right now. It's been the most incredible ride. I don't want it to end. So, you know, thanks to the audience for supporting us the way they have.
Well, it's not going to end, not yet at least. The History Channel's nonfiction series, The Proof Is Out There, hosted by veteran TV journalist Tony Harris, is back with new episodes starting this Friday, June 9th at 10 p.m. on The History Channel. Tony Harris, we got to get together sometime soon, my brother. It's always good to talk to you.
I love it.
And we'll be tuning in.
Oh, let's make that happen. Okay, brother. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you.
You're listening to Later with Mo Kelly on demand from KFI AM 640.